Good evening, Plano Concert 2. My name is Art Rungtip. I'm the director of bands at Rowlett High School in Rowlett, Texas, and it's my pleasure to be here and give you guys some feedback regarding your program here, and hopefully the help as you proceed on. So looking forward to it, and we'll catch up with you when you guys are ready. Okay, here we go. Fiero here, right off the bat. Firm articulation, so we have to establish the rhythm. Or the da 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 da. Let's lead to the end of two there. On the yeah, so short notes lead to long notes. So da 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 dee, da da. Yeah, the 16th note's going to be a little bit. They need more tone and more finger coordination. Yada 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 da 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 da. It's real even with the fingers, please. Now let's bring out the syncopation. One, two, and is a common theme. On the and of two is an often a common beat that we're hearing, so make sure we can emphasize, you can put that in your daily regimen as well. Yeah, more horn saxophone, alto saxophone contribution here. Pitch here on the long notes, it's low, it's loud. Sustain notes gonna be loud. Yeah, put that rhythm right there. One, two E, a three, two E, a three, and or whatever your counting system may be. Yeah, bring that out. It's a different thing we haven't heard. Really work on that in your fundamentals. That's kind of a difficult passage. Yeah, bring out the lesser on the non-accents and more on the accents. Appreciate the control, though, you guys play with. Good, it's a good sounding bang. Yeah, good. Yeah, good job being patient on the rest. Yeah, more tone, more body to each one of those eighth notes, please. Get more of the accents there, and clarinet, first clarinet, saxophone, horn, that got a little lost there. They got lost there. Got lost the 16 note, bum ba da da. Yeah, softer on the long note there, 79, please. Yeah, we tend to lose 16 notes here. Yeah, let's save the crescendos. Yeah, those last four measures. Save the crescendos. Let the predominating 16th note line emerge from the texture a little bit more. You can save it to the last beat, I think, would certainly contribute to the performance here. Yeah, I think, first of all, there's some nice sounds and good players in this band. I appreciate that. I would recommend that. Just work on, sometimes our 16th notes get lost. Make sure we're playing full tone through the 16th, regardless of what beat or what note we're playing on. Next, do some things where things are based on the and of two. One, two, and, or one and two, and. Non-accented notes lesser, and the accented or the long note getting more accent, getting more attention. So, but yeah, some nice sounds going on here. Quite impressive for a concert band, for you guys, so good for you. Steps are rushing here. Yeah, make sure that high note, just float the high note. Yeah, the long tones are starting to expose some of the tones, some of the intonation, that issues that we may have. Yeah, lesser of the long note, of the sustained note, please. Just because there's so many people on is the issue. So we have many people, so you're going to have to taper down your effort here, tone-wise, as far as toning, well, not tone, but certainly your pitch. Speaking of pitch, that we're having some major pitches here. We're exposing the woodwinds here. Octaves, flute oboe, as well as second alto. Yeah, timpani roll. It's a little loud. Maybe a softer mallet. Yeah, the roll is a little loud there, guys. Yeah, tones are being exposed here. Yeah, stay still on as you release each note into a rest. Stay still. Stay very still. Yeah, flute pitch get a little inconsistent there, especially on the D's. Yeah, be careful, trumpet. The 31. Make sure we're hearing lower octave more so than the soprano voice. Yeah, make sure we're not there. The note before 39, even as you repeat or go on, make sure we're not clipping that note. All notes get full length, full value, please. Da 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 da. Touching. Yeah, we're clipping that note right before 39. Yeah, we're exposing tone, pitch right now with our woodwinds here. Yeah, we're clipping notes oftentimes here. What happens here right before 47? Yeah, D, da, da, da. Both notes, equal length, please. Yeah, be careful. Careful with the fortissimo marking. Make sure you're playing your individual best sound, and then the individual best sound leads to better ensemble sounds. You were clipping the second note more. Equal accents, please. Yeah, more accent behind after the rest. Longer, please. Okay, piano, please. This is the sforzando piano. Yeah, just linger into the flute. Again, expose tone, expose pitch. Let's tune this up here, guys. It's long sounds. Play a better tone, you'll get better pitch. You have a fighting chance at that juncture. Yeah, that's half notes. Make sure that we allow the flutes and the active notes, clarinet, to be exposed as well, please. Yeah, articulate more. Firmer there, low brass, low reeds. D, D, D. Yeah, clipping the last note. Seems to be a common theme here. Da, da. Make sure we get change our style. We're marcato. Da, 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 da. Change of style. Yeah, clipping, still clipping that second note. It's a common mishap at this juncture. Yeah. Same thing, clipping. On beat four, we have the same B, da. Coming up here. Da, da. Yeah, just make sure we're lined up rhythmically here on the eighth notes. Yeah, before it's better in the previous tune, not this tune. We lost some rhythmic clarity. I reiterate, just make sure we're playing full-length notes, even if it's on beat four, beat three, equal-length notes, please. Yeah, that one, well, we've exposed some woodwind tone. If woodwind tone is exposed, then we have to be, we have to be super acute with our listening and our tone. Let's just fix tone first. Make sure that's characteristic tone. And then you go from tone, we go to pitch after that. Yeah, we just lost some rhythmic clarity on this tune, clipping the beat four, quite a bit of the beat fours. So yeah, if we can work on that, please, that would certainly clear up the musical intent as well as even the rhythmical intent as well. Okay, into the Arctic. Here we go, guys. That's a good piece, by the way. This Into the Arctic. It's a concerning the great love. It's real nice. Bauman just does a great job for bands. Yeah, I like the articulation. I like the kind of a touching. Articulated but long. Very good job, guys. I like that interpretation. Yeah, allow the descending bass line. Just a little micro crescendo would be nice. Just a touching style. I like it. Yeah, allow the, let's allow the trumpet line to shine as well as first clarinet. Yeah, sustain through the phrase, through the decrescendo into 11. Sustain with great sound, great pitch. Yeah, more biting effect there from the trumpet on the accents. Yeah, sustain through bar lines into rest, please. Sustain into and just melt into rest, please. Yeah, I don't know if we couldn't hear the active line that the metronome, the eighth notes at measure 20. Yeah, nice. Yeah, more firmness on the front of each one of those. It's kind of a jazz lick. It's the same note as well, so we have same note. Make sure you take a firm articulation each one. Doesn't have to be an attack or an accent. Just firm rhythm. Yeah, we need to hear the new material here, which is trumpet. Careful with the suspended cymbal. Make sure you lift. Consider you lifting under the band, please. You have a dampened crescendo. It's a little bit heavy for the moment. Yeah, separate that. Match your style. Da, 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 da. More lifted style in those eighth notes. Good job, trumpets, on that. Nice effect with snare. Yeah, let's make these swells that occur within the piece, make them just emerge out of nowhere. Good job, timpani. Yeah. Yeah, this is, I appreciate the control of the band right now. Yeah, more accent there, please, when you have them in the half notes. Yeah, pitch on that half note right before 83. I appreciate the dynamics. Pitch on the D octaves there, trumpets. Flatten the first trumpet, make sure you sharpen the second trumpet. Yeah, more firmer difference between slur 2, tongue 2. Yeah, guys. Yeah, let's choke that last note even more. So I think. Just release with the band, I think. It's a little confusing then. Hey, guys, that's a solid job on that. Just be really, really more detailed with your articulations. As you close out the piece, some minor intonation issues. What Bauman just does so great is making sure that there's always a good reference for pitch below the top line. Yeah, I think a good job. I think for the most part under control with the percussion, because this tune can get out of hand at times. You guys, I appreciate your control and which you play with. At the beginning, just make sure we prioritize what you want us, the listener, to hear. This is a great piece. Again, Brian Bauman always does a great job in exposing what's needed to be exposed. Kind of working backwards here. Let's look backwards, actually. Thinking about the steps of Rush. Yeah, I think we exposed this was the piece that I think needs the most attention. Just some stylistic things. Phrase ending. Da, da. just equally full sounding. In addition to that, we expose some woodwinds. When woodwinds are a little more, there's less instrumentation behind the woodwinds, they tend to lose confidence in tone, lose confidence in their pitch. So I think you start with tone. I think that, even if they have to play out a little bit more, that's fine. I would certainly suggest that. At least we don't, the distraction of pitches wouldn't be as much of a concern. It would just be a dynamic issue. The fiero, sometimes we lose the 16th notes, if I'm just recalling right off bat, we lose 16th notes, and then also bring out more of the and of two, which is predominates this piece quite a bit. And then I'm thinking at measure 41, that's a mirror that we haven't heard, that the piece hasn't been presented itself, so bring that part out. One, do dit. I'm just kind of perusing through the score right now. Let's see. But I think it's a real solid job. Well-controlled band. Much better tone than what I've heard in the past. So congratulations to you guys. I hope my comments help. And best of luck to you in your music education in band. Take care.